All right, good morning. So we'll start taking a comfortable seat. Let's close our eyes and we'll begin with just a few simple deep breaths. And as we flow through this practice, let's remember to breathe life into it, to breathe love into it, to breathe peace into it. We'll let our head drop down now and roll from side to side. Come back to center now. Bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body. Peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. And as you inhale, reach your arms wide open. And exhale, hands come back to the heart. Now flow with your breath and breathe some life into it. And breathe some love into it. And breathe some peace into it. One more time, reach wide open. And then bring hands to your heart. Now circle your arms up and into the sky. And then we'll fold forward. Set hands on the mat, step your feet back. Let's come to downward facing dog. Pushing back away from your hands, press your heels up and down. Take a moment to stretch into your body. Take a little inventory of where you feel tight. What places in your body are just yearning for an opening. Let's walk hands back to our feet as we fold into a forward bend. Come to any variation, make any modifications. Every pose is yours to adjust to what your body needs. Then we'll walk our hands forward again. And we come back to downward facing dog. Let your knees now come to the mat. Sit down onto your feet. And as you inhale, cross your arms, rise up on your knees, reach open to the sky. And then exhale, cross the arms and fold all the way down into child's pose. And then flow with your breath, rising with the inhale, folding with the exhale. One more time, crossing up and open. This time as we fold forward, let's reach our arms out in front of us, sinking down into extended child's pose. Take this moment as a reminder that child's pose is always here. You can always come back to it and rest anytime you'd like. Now let's again curl our toes into the floor, lift our hips to the sky, and come to downward facing dog. Now step your right foot forward. Set the left knee on the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring the hands back down to the mat. Step the right foot back. Line your shoulders above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back as you rise into cobra. And then exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. And toes dig into the floor, hips lift to the sky, downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. The right knee touches the ground. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, bring the hands down again. Now step the left foot back. And we come forward, shoulders above the wrist, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, rise into cobra. And exhaling, hips to heels, child's pose. And again, toes into the floor, hips to the sky. We step into downward facing dog. And now let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Excuse me. Inhale, rise all the way up, sun breath. Exhaling all the way down, we flow with our breath. Let's rise up one more time. And we bring hands to the heart. Check to see that you're standing at the very front end of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, the hips sink down, chair pose. Now rise all the way up. If you like a little back bend, you can lean back right here and then dive down. Now come halfway up. And then bring your hands to the mat. Step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Your knee can be up or down. Arms reach to the sky. And then hands back down to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And then exhale back to downward facing dog. Right leg reaches up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching to the sky and then bringing hands back down to the mat. Left foot steps to the front. Nice big inhale as we rise. And then we'll sink down into chair. And then come all the way up again, maybe a little back bend here. And then we'll dive down. Come halfway up. And then hands come to the mat, we step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reaching arms to the sky. And then hands back down to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Let's exhale our way back. Downward facing dog. Left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then hands come back down and the right foot steps forward. And we reach up into the sky. And sinking into chair. And then back up again, another little back bend if that feels nice for you. And dive down. Come halfway up, flatten your back, stretch it out. And then take your hands to the mat, walk your feet back, and step into downward facing dog. Revisit your inventory. See how your body feels now. Let's continue to open up now with our standing flows. To begin, we'll reach our right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward, lay your back foot flat on the ground, and let's step into warrior one. Creating a nice foundation, reaching to the sky. And don't forget, breathe some life into it. Breathe some love into it. Breathe some peace into it. Now hands to the heart, step forward. Reach around behind your back, link your fingers together. Push your hands and shoulders back as you let your heart spread wide open. Release your hands, reaching to the sky. Hands come into the heart, and we'll step the left foot just halfway back. Pyramid pose. Take hands under your hips with your legs straight. Tip your pelvis forward and extend over your right leg. Feel for yourself where it's just the right amount of stretch for you. We're each different. Our histories are different. Our needs are different. So listen to your own body for the messages about where it's a yes for you. Bring your hands to the mat. Take your right hand inside of your right foot and walk your way around to the long side of the mat. Here we'll take a twist, so take a moment to find the right width for your feet. Lay your right hand below your face, slip your left hand to your low back. Now stretch your back out nice and long and then begin to spiral a twist around to the left. And here you can keep your left hand on your back or you can reach it up into the sky. See what feels good for you. Bringing the chin toward the left shoulder, we bring that twist right up into the neck. And then unwind the twist. Let your right hand or left hand come back to the floor. Walk your hands forward. Push your hips back. So it's like downward facing dog with your legs wide open so we can give our back a nice lengthening. And then walk the hands back in. Now lay your left hand below your face, right hand at the low back. And let's twist around to the right. Bring your twist around, walk hands forward, push hips back. Another stretch for the back after we've twisted it. And then we'll walk the hands back under the face, then around to the front of the mat. Turn your feet so they point to the front and step your back foot up to meet your front. Inhale, rise all the way up. And bring hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up, burst open, dive all the way down. Hands meet down by the ground. They travel up the center line of your body, turning up at the heart, bursting open again. And one more time, rising up the center, bursting open, dive down. Hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Let's bring hands into the heart. And remember, reach your arms wide open and breathe some life into it. Cross your hands at your heart. Breathe some love into it. And then spread your wings and bow down. Breathe some peace into it. Now hands come to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And let's take the left leg now up to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down, warrior one. Now hands come to the heart, we step forward. Reach hands around behind your back, link the fingers together, push the hands and shoulders back, spread your heart center wide open, maybe you'll look to the sky. And release the hands, reach overhead. Hands come to the heart, step the right foot halfway back, pyramid pose. Tipping forward, feeling your way. Where is it not too much, also not too little? But for this day, for your needs, it's just right. Hands come to the mat. We'll take the left hand inside of the left foot and walk our way around to the long side of the mat. Set up again for the twist. Find a nice foundation. Lay your right hand below your face. Left hand slips onto the low back, reaching outward and then twisting around to the left. Find where it feels healing in your body. And we come around, walking hands forward and pushing hips back. A nice lengthening. And then the hands walk back in where we'll lay the left hand below the face, right hand at the low back. Nice twist to the right. coming around again. Walk hands forward, push hips back. And the hands walk back in. And then they'll walk around to the front of the mat, little adjustment with the feet, step the right foot forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Bring hands into your heart. And then with an inhale, reach up, burst open, dive all the way down. Hands meet together, they rise up the center of the body, bursting open. And one more time. Rising up, bursting open. Hands come to the mat, let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come into the heart. And reach your arms wide open and breathe a little life into it. And cross your hands at your heart, breathe a little love into it. And then spread your wings and bow down, breathe a little peace into it. And then bring your hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, we are back to downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. Take an even bigger step forward this time. Back foot lays flat as we open to warrior two. Expanding into the space that you can create. And then breathing into that space. And then reach just a little forward, turn your right hand over, reach it across the sky, reverse warrior. Spin both hands all the way around to the right foot. Hop your left foot forward. Heels and hips sink down, arms circle around. Chair pose. Rise up. Bring hands into your heart. Step your left foot halfway back. Pyramid pose. Now hands come to the mat. We'll take the right hand inside of the right foot and walk our way around to the long side of the mat. This time hands onto the thighs, lifting up to stand. Circle your arms overhead and as you do, point your toes to the corners of your mat. And then bring hands to your heart, bend the knees, hips reach down and back, temple pose. Rising up, we'll turn our feet around to the long side of the mat again. Hands onto the hips, pour yourself down. Let your hands find the mat, walk your hands around to the front, turn your feet and then step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise all the way up. Hands into the heart. And then they rise up and burst open. Dive down. Come up the center line of your body and burst open again. One more time, rising up, bursting open, Hands come to the mat. We step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And bring hands to the heart. And then spread your arms open wide and breathe a little life into it. And cross your hands over your heart, breathe a little love into it. And spreading our wings, we bow down and breathe a little peace into it. And then hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg into the sky. Big wide step forward with the left foot as the back foot lays flat down, warrior two. Reach forward a little, flip the left hand over, reaching back, reverse warrior. And cartwheeling both hands all the way around to the left foot, we'll hop the right foot forward. Heels and hips sink down, arms circle around, chair pose. Rise up. Hands come to the heart. We step the right foot halfway back, folding into pyramid pose. Bring hands to the mat, left hand hops inside of the left foot, and we walk hands around to the long side of the mat. And then hands onto the thighs, lifting to stand. Circle arms overhead, turn your toes to the corners of your mat. Hands into the heart, bending the knees, sinking down, temple pose. The legs straighten, the feet turn around to the long side of the mat, hands under the hips, spilling forward. Drop your hands down and then walk them around to the front of your mat and step the right foot forward. Inhale all the way up and bring hands to the heart. And then the hands reach up and burst open. We dive down. Trace the center line of your body, bursting open. One more time, rising up, bursting open. And then hands come to the mat, we step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands come into the heart. We reach arms wide open. Let's breathe a little life into it. And cross your hands at your heart. Breathe a little love into it. And spread your wings, bowing down. Breathe a little peace into it. Take hands onto the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward, back foot lays flat down. Warrior one. Now bring hands down to the mat. Step the right foot forward. Left foot forward. With your right hand, grab your left ankle. Take your left arm to the sky. Let's twist again. Turning your chin around to the left shoulder. And bring the twist around. Come halfway up. Again, we want to straighten and lengthen the back after twisting. Fold forward, left hand grabs the right ankle, the twist turns to the right. And come around. Lift halfway up, nice lengthening. Hands come to the mat, step the left foot halfway back, pyramid pose. Bring hands to the mat, bring your right hand inside of your right foot, walk your hands around to the long side of the mat. Hands come onto the thighs, we lift up to stand. Let's explore a little back bending. Make fists at your low back. As your feet push down into the mat, roll your shoulders back and curve into your back bend. Lifting up, up and away. Carefully we rise up, we shift hands onto the hips, and let's pour the back bend down into a forward bend. Hands fall down to the ground for a moment, hang in gravity and let your back relax. Walk hands around to the front of your mat, turn your feet, step the left foot forward, inhale all the way up. And hands to the heart. And then they reach up and burst open, and we dive down. Coming up the center line to burst open again. And then one more time. As hands come down to the mat, let's step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Bring hands into the heart. And then reach wide open, breathe a little life into it. And cross hands at your heart, breathe a little love into it. And spread your wings, bow down, breathe a little peace into it. And hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And let's now take our last flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down, warrior one. Hands come down to the mat. We step the right foot forward. Right hand takes the left ankle as we spin a twist around to the left. Mm-hmm. Come back around again, halfway up to stretch your back. And then folding forward, the left hand takes the right ankle and we twist to the right. Get right into the nooks and crannies of your back and spine. Where does it feel good? And come around again, and then halfway up. Hands come to the mat, step the right foot halfway back, pyramid pose. Bring your hands to the mat. Take your left hand inside of your left foot as you walk your way around to the long side of the mat. Hands onto the thighs, lifting up to stand. And once more, let's explore the back bend. Make fists at your low back. Push your feet down as you rise up and curve back. Carefully rising, hands come onto the hips. We're pouring the back bend down into a forward bend. Hands tumble down to the ground. Let yourself hang into gravity for a moment. And then walk hands around to the front of your mat. Step your right foot forward, come all the way up. And hands into the heart. And then they reach up and burst open. Trace the center of your body, bursting open. And then one more time, rising up through the center, bursting open. Hands come to the mat, we step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands to the heart. And we reach wide open as we remember to breathe a little life into it. And crossing hands at the heart, we remember to breathe a little love into it. And we spread our wings and bow down as we breathe a little peace into it. And take your hands to the mat, step the right foot back. And let's take our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now we'll lay our knees to the mat, slip our hips into our heels and find our way back to our resting place. Lay yourself down for a few moments in child's pose. Revisiting the inventory of your body, how does it feel now? Are those places that were yearning for an opening feeling more open? To the front of the mat, where we'll press our hands onto the mat, curl our toes into the floor, lift our hips to the sky as we slowly step back again into downward facing dog. And now we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands and take a long slow inhale to rise all the way up. And we'll bring hands into the heart. And let's explore a little balancing now. We'll start by stepping onto the right foot. And our first pose today will be dancing Shiva pose. arms. Let's circle our arms into the sky. Linking index fingers and thumbs together, bend the right knee and bend the elbows. And then angle your left leg out in front. If you need to step down and start again, no worries. Now let's straighten the right leg. We'll take the left hand on the left knee and open it out to the side. And then from here, find tree pose. Take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of your right leg. You can have hands at the heart or they can expand out like branches. And then we step down again onto two feet. And feel free to move your body a little bit before the other side. And then let's step down onto the left foot and begin again with dancing Shiva pose. Circling the arms up, index fingers and thumbs make circles, the elbows and the left knee bend, and then the right leg angles out in front. Now straighten the left leg, take your right hand on the right knee, open it out to the side. And then find tree pose. Take your right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your left leg. And now 2 feet on the ground. And again, you might want to move your body a little bit. And then take a nice big inhale. Let's reach our arms up into the sky. And with our exhale, we'll fold forward. Our hands come to the mat. We'll walk our feet back. And once again, let's lay knees down, slip hips into heels, and find our way back to child's pose. This time with a side bend as we walk our hands way over to the right. Now walk your hands back to the center and then way over to the left. Now we walk hands back again to the center and then we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. And here we'll crisscross the ankles, we'll slip right over the tops of our feet, and we'll come to sit. Now set your right foot onto the mat. Pick your left foot up and cross your left ankle over your right thigh. Hold behind your thigh or reach around to the front of your shin. Sit up straight and tall. Close your eyes. Imagine your spine like a set of building blocks. See if you can build a nice tall tower. Open your eyes, keep your legs just as they are, release your hands. Take your hands to the floor behind you. Push into your right foot and both hands and lift your hips up. See if you can bring your hips up parallel to your knees and your shoulders. Now set the hips back down. Reach around behind your right leg and roll softly onto your back. Drawing the legs in, we come to a nice deep opening in the left hip. Tinker with it a little until you feel just right in it. And breathe a little life into it. Breathe a little love into it. Breathe a little peace into it. Now reach your right leg up into the sky, and then use your right leg to swing yourself up to sit. And as you come up, let your left foot drop to the inner right thigh. Inhale, reach up and rise up, and then exhale, fold over your right leg in a forward bend. Now we'll walk our hands up the right leg. Let's take the same experience to the other side. So take your left foot onto the floor, cross your right ankle over your left thigh, grab behind the leg or around the left shin, close your eyes and begin to stack your vertebrae up like a tower, nice and tall. Releasing the hands. We'll take hands to the floor behind our hips, pushing into the left foot and both hands. The hips come up off the ground as high as you can take them. And then the hips come back down. We'll reach around behind the left leg and lower gently down onto the floor. As you come onto your back, adjust this reclining pigeon pose to where it feels really like the release you need in your right hip. And then breathe a little life into it. Breathe a little love into it. And breathe a little peace into it. reach your left leg up into the sky and use that to swing yourself up to sit. And drop your right foot to your inner left thigh. Inhale, rising up. And with an exhale, we pour over the left leg in a forward bend. Now we'll walk our hands up the left leg. This time grab both of your legs and roll down onto your back. Give yourself a moment to get comfortable and centered here on the ground. And then line your knees up directly above your hips. Spread your arms wide out on the floor. Lift your shins parallel to the ground. Now draw your belly in. And using your abdominal strength, let your knees lower halfway to the right. And then again, with your abdominal strength, lift the knees halfway back, or up, back up to the center, and then halfway over to the left. Now continue to go side to side. If you're feeling strong, you can do the same thing with your legs straight instead of your knees bent. Keep pulling the belly in, but keep breathing. Let's go one more time to the right. Followed by one last time to the left. And once you come back to center, take your hands on your knees, draw circles round and round. And then take your circles in the opposite direction. As you come back to center, choose an inversion for today. If you feel comfortable in a shoulder stand, you can lift your hips and legs up above your shoulders. Support yourself carefully. If you feel comfortable in a bridge pose, push your feet down into the ground, lift your hips up off the floor. Or if you practice another inversion safely, choose whatever you'd like. Breathe a little life into it. Breathe a little love into it. Breathe a little peace into it. Begin to lay yourself back down onto the ground again. And when you've touched fully down, reach around to scoop up your knees and take a little rock from side to side. And then we plant our feet on the floor for fish pose. Lift your hips up a little so you can slide your hands underneath them. And then stretch your legs out straight on the floor. Sit up onto your fingertips. Tuck your elbows underneath your back. And propped up on your forearms, lay your head back and reach your heart to the sky. Head lifts carefully up, and we let the fish pose return to the mat. Hands slip out from underneath now, and they'll reach to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together, turn your palms around, give yourself a great big stretch. And then reach down and take hold of your right knee. Hug your right knee in close to your body, and then cross it all the way over to the left while you turn your head and look to the right. And then relax everything. Relax your hips. Smooth out your forehead. Loosen your jaw. Let the left hand slip away to the floor and the twist rolls back over. Before we twist the other way, you may want to straighten your body out just a bit and take that big stretch again, reaching out through the arms and the legs. And then reach down to take your left leg. Hug it in toward you and then all the way over to the right while you turn your head and look to the left. And then we drop the right hand away. And the last twist lays you back down. Once again, straighten yourself out. At this time, you may want to cover up. Do whatever you need to be comfortable. Lay yourself down. Close your eyes. And come to this final relaxation. Today, our world wakes up to a brand new day. A day of new beginnings, of new possibilities, of new potential. Breathe some life into it. Today, our world wakes up to people who are sad, to people who are hurting, to people who feel hopeless. Breathe some love into it. Today, our world wakes up to people who are angry, to people in conflict, to people at odds with one another. Breathe some peace into it. As our world wakes up to this new day, breathe some life into it. Breathe some love into it. Breathe some peace into it. now take a very deep breath in. And let that inhale slip into a nice slow exhale out. And give yourself a moment to create a meaningful closure for your experience today. And then whenever you feel ready, roll yourself softly over onto your right side. Lay your head on your arm. Take nice, easy, deep breaths. And then finally, let's meet where we began. Come back to sit on your mat once again. As you arrive, offer your gratitude for your practice today. And then once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. And coming to center, our arms circle up into the sky. Our hands come together above us and stop first at our forehead for life and love and peace in our thoughts today. And to our lips for life and love and peace in our words. And to our heart for life and love and peace in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.